in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
For Spouting Off, boy, I'm excited about our first guest, who we will be welcoming after the first break. He is talking about something that has been on my mind for an exceptionally long time, and I have a feeling it might be on your mind too. So our first guest is going to be Troy Anderson, who co-wrote a book with Colonel David Giamona called, are you ready? The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. Oh boy, when I saw that guest pitch, I said, I got to have this guy on. I've been thinking about this a lot. Now, first, in order to disarm deception, you have to be able to acknowledge that it is deception. You have to be able to call it what it is and look at a deliberate motive for what a large number of radical leftists who now control the Democrat Party and what we used to call the mainstream media in marching in lockstep, marching in goose step, putting out deception after deception, lie after lie, and expecting people to believe it. Now, there are some people who do, but for the most part, people are flocking away from these media outlets. Have you seen CNN's ratings lately? It's just a little bit of schadenfreude there. People are realizing this stuff doesn't make sense. The best word that has come out for a while to describe it is gaslighting. They're telling you that what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you know is simply not true. Look over here. Let me fearmonger you. Let me scare you half to death while I'm doing everything I can to ruin the country and ruin your life. You know, and we see pattern after pattern. We see example after example of this until you must recognize a pattern of deliberate, malicious misinformation for the purpose of manipulating and controlling the public. Let me give you just one of endless examples of this kind of deception, just in a preparation for talking to our guest. Headline, Reuters, just a couple days ago. UN chief urges tax on grotesque greed of oil and gas companies. Now, that was a headline everywhere. When Reuters puts it out, everybody marches in lockstep, goose step to repeat the line because most people don't read the article. In this case, it would be more deception to read the article. But the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is telling us that the oil and gas companies have grotesque greed. It's a good line, right? This is more tactical projection. That's what I call it, tactical projection. Projection on an individual level is when someone tends towards paranoia and they project their anger and rage onto others, and that gets turned inward. That is the fundamental definition, I guess, of that kind of individual mental health issue of projection. However, projection is being used as a political tactic today, and it's being used, I submit to you, deliberately. Let's see. If destroying individual freedom, prosperity, individual mobility, we can't have that, cars, we don't want you to drive personal cars because that would give you too much freedom, too much mobility. If subjugating countries and destroying their sovereignty while forcing Marxism and globalist tyranny on the world, if that ain't grotesque and greedy, I don't know what is. So that's the gaslighting. That's the deception, telling you that what they're doing has a altruistic, magnanimous motive. Nothing could be further from the truth. It isn't just Ronald Reagan's old phrase, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." It's any time they tell you this is for your own good these days, think about all the things that they've been doing that they continue to maintain is for your own good, and the exact opposite is true. That should have been our first clue, that everything they told us to do was actually contrary to our benefit, to our health, to our well-being, to the security and sovereignty of our country, and they continue to do it. I am heartened in an odd way that more conservative/Republicans, not always the same thing, hardly the same thing, are starting to call it what it is. It's malicious. It's deliberate. Here's another example of deception. And I could give you loads and loads of examples of this. Headline, Yahoo.com, YahooNews.com, quote, "Social contagion isn't causing more youths to be transgender, a study finds." Another gaslighting. Well, they're going to be proactive and tell you that the term social contagion, that, and you know what that is, people are becoming transgender because of social pressure and there's a social contagion. Oh, that's funny. They go out of their way to tell you that this is not a social contagion because, are you ready? It is. In their woke language of this article, which you may or may not want to bother to read, they say it's because this is the evidence that they give you that it's not a social contagion, right? It was a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1% people who, quote, identified as transgender. Now it is a growing, exploding population, but we are to believe there's no social contagion there, right? And this is the reason they give. Because more men want to be women than women who want to be men. And that's the reason it's not a social contagion. You getting that? That's their logic that they want you to accept. When you know in your gut, in your heart, in your soul, that nothing, again, could be further from the truth. Let's see. They launched the social contagion also that masculinity, which of course they can no longer define because they can't define men or women. You need a biologist for that. They just changed to that, I don't know, last Thursday, that masculinity is toxic. So more men are trying to be women. Now, I have posited the theory, and I will continue to, that the radical left that is maiming children suddenly decided that pornography and sex change operations for seven-year-olds is a good idea. Those people don't want more males. They want many fewer males. In fact, they want to neuter masculinity for a similar reason as they want to take away your right to defend yourself and your family. Because if you neuter men, they're the ones that fight the wars, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just call it like it is. So hold fast to those things they hate. And just to wrap it up, if they tell you the social contagion isn't causing more youths to be transgender, you can pretty well count on or at least consider that that is the opposite of what's true. They're the ones spreading the social contagion. They're the ones who are doing it, but they want you to know that's not the reason there are more transgenders. This is two examples of the kind of deception that we are living under like a black cloud every single day. Every day we have examples of the media, the left, the radicals, telling us what's true. And in fact, they are jumping up and down with their hair on fire about misinformation. Why? Because they must control the truth so they can perpetrate lies and so they can put down dissent. I don't know. Sounds an awful lot like the old Soviet Union to me. Matter of fact, CPAC just had a spectacular speech by the Hungarian Prime Minister warning us about communism from within. We're going to have to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll have that discussion with the author, the co-author of The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Spouting Off right after this.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com
and use the promo code RAM.
And join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference in all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born. so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
So great to have you along with us. Karen Cataline, as the announcer just mentioned, here on Spouting Off. Well, we did quite a little setup on this topic that we're going to talk to with our next guest. Very, very excited to have with us Troy Anderson, investigative journalist and co-author of the new book, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics to Expose the Enemy's Lies and Triumph in Truth. Wow, what a title. Thank you so much, Troy Anderson, for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Hi, Karen. It's great to be on your show.
Well, it is great to have you. And I told the audience beforehand, I talked a lot about deception. And I just jumped at the chance to have you on the radio. You, in the pitch that was sent to me, it says, time is running out. Are you battle ready? We cannot talk about this enough, but especially with you and an Army chaplain and colonel, about what we need to do to be stronger. Now, we, you know, there's religious and there's so-called secular. You know, we're not all of us are of the same religious persuasion, but the tactics and the strength that we call upon, which is partially religious pluralism in the Constitution, we cannot talk enough about. So tell us about this book and what we can get from getting a copy.
So my co-author, retired U.S. Army chaplain and colonel David Giamone, and I wrote this new book. It's a follow-up to our number one bestseller, The Military Guide to Armageddon. It's called The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. And I've been, a journalist for 3 decades, and I worked at the Los Angeles Daily News and other newspapers for many years. I've never seen the level of disinformation, deception, even psychological operations, psyops that our own government is performing, and governments around the world are targeting us with, and the propaganda, the fake news, the whole gamut that we're being bombarded with today is just unprecedented. So we wrote this book to help people navigate all these different deceptions that we're, us and our children and everybody's being bombarded with just constantly today. It's just unparalleled. So this book gives people practical ways to help especially their kids navigate this new world we're living in.
Yeah. And I may say, since most of my audience are Christian conservatives, even if I'm not, and I'm, a Jewish conservative, I find that Christians are very, very nice and polite. When they're being lied to, they say, like the Southern say, well, bless your heart, And sometimes maybe they feel it's impolite to say, well, that's just not true. So give us one of your very first things about handling this level of deception and propaganda, because I talk about the deception all the time, but we don't talk enough about what we can do about it and how we can stay strong.
Well, just for, there's numerous examples throughout the book, but one thing is, in terms of the news that you get. So there's a wide variety of kind of news that you can read and watch today. But people really should look, at this, the agenda behind the news, and what is the reality of what they're conveying, the worldview, are they telling us the truth, or is it all being sort of skewed, and is there some kind of purpose behind it? So that's one of the things we delve into is the information you get is hugely important in what you believe about the world. And so it's very important to pick your news source carefully.
Yeah. You know what, Troy? Years ago, I was given speeches about a topic that was near and dear to my heart. And someone said to me, well, who can we believe? And I thought, I was haunted by that a little bit many years later, because I thought I didn't answer it well at the time. But there's that old cliche, if you don't know what you stand for, you'll fall for anything. If you're looking for someone to believe and not ask questions, if it's not okay to ask questions, that's when you should be most suspicious. But I want to go directly to the battlefield tactics. What does Colonel David Giamona and yourself give us some whet our appetites about the kind of battlefield tactics to expose the enemy's lies and triumph in truth? I mean, it's such a huge topic.
Well, you know, the first chapter comes to mind is called Complacency Can Kill You. In the military, they teach the soldiers not to be complacent. If you become relaxed, complacent, you're not ready, the enemy can take you out. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen in America and the world today, is especially here in the West. We've enjoyed decades of peace, prosperity, and we've become very complacent. And now we're watching this, you know, essentially this socialist, or whatever you might call it, progressive, woke takeover of
Marxists.
Our country.
Marxists.
Exactly.
Yes.
And at the same time, because we have a weak presidency, we're seeing Russia invade Ukraine, possible threats of nuclear war. Now there's a growing possibility that China may attack Taiwan, given what just happened. And I just read a story in The Sun this morning. It said that China, a military strategist was saying that China may decide that a Pearl Harbor attack on our forces in the east might be the only way they could gain control of Taiwan. And of course, that kind of thing could, you know, spiral completely out of control. So as we're sleeping here in America and the West, very dangerous things are unfolding worldwide. So these books are designed to help wake us up and get us what the military calls battle ready, just in case, you know, something unforeseen happens.
Yes. And we're talking to Troy Anderson, co-author of this new book, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception, Battlefield Tactics. And you make such a good point. Americans, and I'm part of that generation, really have lived a very cushy life. Regardless of what you may have gone through personally in your life, we have enjoyed and come to depend on a free and prosperous America. And I don't think any of us really could have imagined that we'd be living in a time in which all of that is at risk. So let's delve even deeper into the battlefield tactics. What are the battlefield tactics? Because people I know, they aren't woke, they're awake. But it's easy to feel like, well, I'm only one person. What can I do? These are forces and powers well beyond me. And, you know, licking envelopes, is that really going to do it? I think I hear that from people. What do we need for battlefield tactics to be, what did you call it, battle ready for saving our country?
Well, I say that the first thing is for many decades, many of us, we disengage from culture, from politics, from media, from all these spheres of society, and we allowed them to essentially be sort of taken over. So I would encourage people to get more involved in your local city, your local politics, when you run for office, that kind of thing on the secular front. But, you know, this book is about biblical strategies. And so, you know, the Bible is the basis.
Okay. Well, you're allowed to talk about that. Forgive me. I didn't mean to suggest that you couldn't. You're absolutely allowed to talk about that.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
So the Bible is the basis of Western civilization. It's you know, our freedoms, our liberties is largely grown out of, you know, the teachings of the Bible. And so the book goes through, you know, what the Bible teaches about, you know, how you live your life and, you know, the different types of morals that you might hold and you know, drawing close to God and all these kind of things that are important for your walk of faith. And so there's many different, you know, strategies of wisdom and knowledge and things that, you know, help you, you know, be successful in life and be successful in spiritual battles and things like that. So the book talks about all those kind of things.
You know, in my own exploration in the Torah, I've been looking for similar kinds of stories that are relevant, which so much of it is. And there's that story of Jacob preparing to meet Esau. And apparently, I am no great student of the, you know, I'm not a scholar. The lesson is bring gifts. Bring gifts. Secure your family and your precious loved ones, and prepare for battle. Do you talk about that at all?
Yeah. It's very important to have a cohesive family to help your family, understand the truth and to be ready for anything, So, I mean, our books also talk about just general readiness. I live here in California, the San Andreas could go off, some kind of terrible disaster could unfold. And so it's just prudent to have food, water, emergency supplies, all those kind of things ready just in case of any kind of disaster. Yeah. And if China attacks us, I guess we're all heading east.
We're talking to Troy Anderson. We've got one more great segment with him. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police in the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Now back to Spouting Off.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. Let me tell you a little more about our esteemed guest who's with us for one more segment, Troy Anderson. He's a Pulitzer Prize nominated investigative journalist, author of The Military Guide to Armageddon, former executive editor of Charisma Magazine and Charisma Media. He writes for Reuters, Newsmax, Town Hall, and other media outlets, and he's executive editor of The Return International. So much more to say about you, and I'm glad I just got that in because that was in a separate page for me. Thank you so much, Troy Anderson, for staying with us.
Karen, it's great to be on your show.
Yes, you sound so humble, but your resume is certainly not. Let me ask you this. We're watching this socialism, Marxism, globalism, really disturbing, heartbreaking stuff infiltrate every area of our life, even the church and the synagogue and everywhere else, and the military. We're watching woke military people and those who are patriots getting drummed out for refusing to exercise their body, their choice. If you could speak, I know you can't speak for your co-author, Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona, we always think of military people as having the greatest mental toughness and enormous courage and fortitude to fight the enemy and on their terms and to have the kind of persistence and I guess you call them kishkas in Yiddish. I can't think of the right word. The intestinal fortitude to keep on fighting. I call it mental toughness. Talk about that and how your book may address that, if you would.
Yeah, so this is one of the remarkable things about people in the military is they're trained to have this toughness, this mental fortitude, so that mm-hmm. if they do have to go into combat, they can withstand the stresses of war. And so, you know, part of what we do in these books is we try to teach that to civilians, sort of put you through like a boot camp. It's called the Making of a Warrior process. So, it's a daily kind of thing. You know, you exercise, you read, you live a good life, you do all the things that are necessary to maintain a positive attitude, mental toughness. So if there are, you know, problems, that you can weather those, you can help others during those times of crisis. And so these books are designed to help you develop that kind of lifestyle. And so you can, you know, be successful in, you know, different areas of life and help others.
You know what, Troy? It can't be overestimated that the people that we're seeing that are trying to destroy our country as it was founded are trying to break us down. And civilians, you mentioned Pearl Harbor, never in our history have civilians, everyday Americans, really been the target and on the front lines of this kind of battle. These battles, the enormous success and triumph overseas in World War II and what have you. And now we have an entirely different kind of war where we're on the front lines. And I don't think people are prepared for it. So give us just, whatever you can give us. It is so important, to talk about what it's going to take for civilians to stand strong.
Yeah, I mean, you've captured a very important thing, is that we as civilians are on the front lines now because the war is targeted against us. This is what the military calls asymmetrical warfare. And so, the last several years, we saw this terrible pandemic with all this disinformation, now this woke revolution. I mean, essentially what we're seeing is, like you say, it's like a Marxist revolution that's going on. It's been in the works for decades. It's been carefully planned. and they're now trying to merge America into this new global system, this world socialist system. The World Economic Forum came out and announced the Great Reset of capitalism. You know, so you've got the deep state actors, you've got very powerful organizations in Europe, and there seems to be like this globalist allies in different countries around the world, and America is the target. So the American citizen is the target, because if they can somehow take down America, they can institute their new global system. So we're being subjected to psychological operations, propaganda, disinformation, peer pressure to go along this new woke culture. And it's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar to what happened in China when the communists took over, similar to what happened to Russia when the communists took over in the early 19th century. And it's just a different version, a technological version. They call it the technocracy, using all mm-hmm. kinds of artificial intelligence, social credit score, this new ESG system. It's economic control is how they're largely doing this. In the past, they would have a revolution, they'd kill all the intelligentsia until they got rid of all the people that might oppose. But now it's being done through economic means and through psychological means. So that's sort of what's happening here. And so
yes,
as we see this happening, it's, you know, for good patriotic Americans that understand what's happening, we need to stand up, be brave, and be courageous and fight against this, because the people behind this is a relatively small minority. And if we simply be brave and courageous, do what we need to do, and I believe God will intervene and things can turn around here.
At the risk of sounding cliche, from your mouth to God's ears, and prayer is very important. We are seeing people from former communist countries and the Holocaust warning us, screaming out, trying to get people's attention. I made reference to CPAC that's going on this weekend about a Hungarian prime minister who is trying to warn Americans that this is what's happening. You just laid it out quite clearly. In our last 3 minutes or so, what do you want to leave us with? And of course, where we can get this book.
Yeah, so I would just sort of, add to that it's at times of great crisis that Americans seem to rise to the occasion. If you look at the Revolutionary War, you look at World War II, Americans, they seem to, when they see the great crisis, they pull themselves up by their bootstraps and they get involved, become brave and courageous. That's what we have to do now if we're going to save our country and protect America for our children and grandchildren. And so that's why we've written these books, to help wake up people, help give them the tools to do this, the courage. You know, there's many hopeful things on the horizon. Things could turn around November, 2024, but we got to get involved and we need to pray, because the power of prayer is, you tap into the power of God. So the book's already a number one bestseller. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere you can find it. That's the Military Guide to Disarming Deception. And we just, encourage people to get this book and use it to help your children and grandchildren understand the truth and get involved in our society.
We so appreciate your work. When you said books, are there others in the series, or are you planning others in the series? I should know this, but I don't.
Yeah. The first book's called The Military Guide to Armageddon. That came out about a year ago. It's called Battle Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. And we are working on the third book now to help people find their mission in God's scheme of things. And that's what we're doing.
Do you have a title for the third book?
No, we're just beginning to work on the third one. It'll probably be like a year out or something.
Not to put an obvious fine point on it, but we still have a minute. It is so clear to many of my listeners and people that I talk to that if people of faith are being attacked, everything they believe and stand for is being attacked, direct attack, that must be a big threat to Marxists. And you know what? That always has been, hasn't it? People of faith, they've always been on the front lines, the canaries in the coal mine, so to speak, because they don't want competition with God. They want to be God in everybody else's universe. Just your final thought on that.
Yeah. So if you look at the history of, you know, socialist and communist revolutions, they always go after the faith community first. They go after the church because they see that as competition with the state as God. That's the Marxist belief. You know, so it's this largely an atheistic, godless kind of belief system, globalism, Marxism, socialism, atheism, communism. And so these are diametrical, worldviews. And so that helps explain what's happening here.
Exactly. And you know what? It's a religion too. They are every bit as zealous as any cultist or religionist or person of faith, and they are true believers. There's just no doubt about it. Where can people get your book, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book, Books A Million. Or they could go to our websites, troyanderson.us, davidjgiamona.com, and battle-ready.org.
Good. I'm so glad you were with us. And best of luck with the book. Take care, and we hope to speak to you again.
Thank you so much.
And we got some good news coming up. Stay tuned for that. We love doing the good news.
I was asking God through prayer, seeking a good news source. I believe he showed me the Epoch Times. I deliver the mail and came across an issue. The front page intrigued me and I subscribed. Now I cut out articles and give them to friends and family. I leave old issues at the library and around my community. We read it to our kids and love the positive messages in each article. So why do I think everyone should read the Epoch Times? Because they're bringing back traditional values to this great country.
Share healthcare. How can I
help? I missed the deadline.
What deadline?
The healthcare deadline. I'm locked out.
We don't have any deadlines at Share Healthcare. You can enroll with us at any time.
Oh, but can I afford it?
Share Healthcare programs start at $149 a month.
Less than $5 a day. Can I keep my doctor?
Absolutely. Pick your own doctor and hospital.
Amazing. How do I join?
Just visit sharehealthcare.com.
Sharehealthcare.com.
Sometimes you need a woman's opinion, especially if you're trying to do the impossible, which is to understand women. I'm not really comfortable talking about certain things with women I know or even with family members. I used to wish there was a smart woman who didn't know me, but who would care enough to give me good advice. Now there is. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only, but it's not therapy or phone dating. It's just wise advice. Is completely anonymous because you call and pay through liveadvice.com. So I decided to give it a try. I was amazed at Aunt Emma's insights. She gave me a lot to think about so I could decide what to do next. And maybe she can help you too. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or register at liveadvice.com and you can speak to her practically right away. Again, you can find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or you can register at liveadvice.com. Get the female perspective. Just ask Aunt Emma. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only. Must be 18 or older.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sign up for Karen's newsletter and read her columns at KarenCataline.com. Now back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome back. We are zooming along to our final segment, and I just love having my good friend, I won't call him my old friend because I'm old too, Ted Harvey, former state senator of Colorado, where I used to live, White House staffer under President Ronald Reagan, and especially, and he has a long list of accomplishments, he's chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President PAC. And when there's good news in the primaries, he's one of the people I want to talk to. Welcome back to Spouting Off, Ted Harvey.
Well, good morning, my young friend. Thank you for having me on.
Well, good, good. And it is so good. Since we were talking about mental toughness in our previous segment, part of it is to remember and to acknowledge the good news. And because obviously, politically and otherwise speaking, the media is not going to report it. And there is some good news from these primaries. Tell us about it.
Well, I think Donald Trump did very well. I think that is good news because Donald Trump has been going around the country and endorsing very solid, very strong MAGA conservatives. And I think at this point, he is probably 170 wins to 10 losses. And
wow.
I think that will transform the Republican Party and hopefully the nation, because I think we will take back the House and the Senate in November, and it will be not your typical establishment Republicans, but it will be conservatives that are going to put America first. And not only that, but we also won some great governor races around the country, least of which is the Arizona race, which the establishment did everything they could to make sure that Kari Lakey lost that race, and she defied all of their efforts, and she's on top, and I think she's going to make a great governor.
Oh, boy. You know, almost every time I have you on these days, I ask you about election integrity and how can we be sure, and we, of course, can never sit on our laurels. What do you think happened in Arizona that made it impossible for them to finagle, you know, cause mischief in that election in Arizona? We saw that in Maricopa County, they were delaying and delaying and delaying. This, we've seen this all before. They're going to keep on counting until they win and we lose. What happened differently?
Well, I they can only cheat if it's close. And I think that the Lake campaign overwhelmed the voters, the election workers, and there is no way. They all went in on election day. They didn't trust the ballots. They didn't trust the electronic machines. So they all went in on election day, and I think she won election day about 70-30. So even though it was a close on mail-in ballots on election day, she just overwhelmed them, and there was nothing they could do about it.
How about that? So that is a lesson for the future.
Yes, it is.
My producer told me a couple weeks ago that he says, and you might be a great person to ask this, that there's a deal in the works, that the deal has already been done. I interviewed Dick Morris, who contradicted that. My producer says there's a deal for a Trump DeSantis ticket. Because it makes total sense. Trump can only serve one more term, and DeSantis could move right in. He's young. He's spectacular. And Dick Morris said, as I thought and looked it up and thought it was opposite, that two people, president and vice president, cannot run from the same state. What's the truth here, if you know? And what do you think? Is that in the works?
I don't believe that's the case. I've never heard that before, and I've never looked it up in the Constitution, so I don't know. I can't answer that, whether that's the case or not. I've never heard it before. My hope is that he doesn't pick DeSantis, because DeSantis is a great governor. I want him to stay where he is. I don't know who we have on the bench to take over as governor if he does fill that slot, but he is a spectacular governor of one of the largest states in the country. We need to have that kind of leadership there. I had always speculated that we would get somebody like a Tim Scott to be the vice president, but he endorsed Murkowski up in Alaska yesterday, so I think mm-hmm. he threw any chances he had of being the vice president out the door.
Yeah. Well, I love it. They say opinions are like derrieres. Everyone has one. The same day that I interviewed Dick Morris, I also interviewed, forget his name, forgive me, earlier this week, who said Michelle Obama will step in on the other side. They both disagreed there. And you know what? It's fine to speculate, but we got to keep our eye on what's happening right now. To that end, I'm going to give you lots of time to talk about your committee and what you do. You are the chairman of Committee to Defeat the President. Tell us about that and what you are up to, because you're doing some great work.
Well, our goal has always been to defeat the radical left in this country. When we were the committee to defend the president under Trump, one of the largest pro-Trump PACs, and now as the committee to defeat the president, our goal is to stop the radical leftist agenda, which is in Congress and in the White House. And so we've been raising a ton of money over the last 2 years to make sure that we take back the House and the Senate, but also to make sure that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not going to be successful in getting reelected in 2024. And one of the things we did in the last 2 weeks was to file a lawsuit in all 50 states across the country saying that Kamala Harris has disqualified herself from being on the ballot because she was instigating an insurrection against the federal government of the United States of America when she was encouraging, supporting, and actually funding through her efforts to bail out these thugs that were burning down federal buildings, attacking people, killing people, and causing riots on the streets of America during the Black Lives Matter riots. And if they are going to go after Donald Trump and they're going to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene and others saying that January 6th was an insurrection when there was no shots being fired, there was no Molotov cocktails or anything like that, certainly if they can do that to Donald Trump, we can do it to them. And the RNC isn't doing it. No other group is doing it. But my PAC has filed lawsuits in all 50 states to make sure that Kamala Harris can't be on the ballot. And also in Maxine Waters' district in California, because she was doing the exact same thing. So we're going to be as aggressive at attacking the Democrats as they are as attacking Donald Trump and our conservative leaders.
My goodness, Ted Harvey, could we clone you? Because this kind of fortitude we've been talking about, intestinal fortitude to fight fire with fire.
That's what we need to do.
Exactly, because these people are playing for keeps. There is just no doubt about it. Give us your website real quick. We got to run.
StopJoe.com. StopJoe.com.
Hey, Ted Harvey, StopJoe.com. We love you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, my friend. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You too. That does it for us here on Spouting Off. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to everybody, Don, and everybody at BBS for being our home base. See you soon.